Yeah, we did. Our intention was to keep it going as long as we can. And I've always, I said to the lads, I've just got a feeling something's going to happen this year. And we've given ourselves the opportunity now to do something quite special. And again, we're going to go and keep it going. We've got momentum now. I'm sure Burton now realised they can't switch off. They have to now get back on it and start to push now for next week, because I've told you, we're going to keep it going as long as we can. And credit to the boys for the performance today. I thought the first 25 minutes was absolutely outstanding. Against a team as well who I respect really highly, and I feel for Steve, because I really like their staff. They've got a lot of respect for this club, and I've got a lot of respect for them. But at the end of the day, we need to get wins, and it's fantastic achievement for the boys, and we're going to carry it forward to next week, and again we'll see where it takes us.
You can't ask for a better start than you did. Nice link up by Dimitri and Ford down the right, and excellent finish from Tom Bradshaw.
Yeah, it was great, and that's what Tom does. We've thought, and we've had some like heated debates, myself and the coaches, and we've thought, what team do we play, and do we try and get another striker on the pitch? But I think we have to respect the opposition for the danger they've got, because they're a threat as well with the players they've got. But I thought we were so disciplined with our performance today, and our energy and work ethic was a credit to the boys, and it shows you what we can do, and it's great to do it and show people that two teams try and play football.
Dead ball delivery was very good throughout as well, and Paul Downing's done very well to get on the end of that second.
Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time yesterday working on set pieces. I said to the boys, we're known as this open really fast tempo football, but I think you need to realise that sometimes our dead ball game needs to improve. And when we came this side, I said I got promoted at Lincoln with John Beck just on dead ball. So if we can add that to our game, it gives us another threat, and we showed that today, that we were a threat from all the set pieces. So pleasure for the coaches, and very pleasing.
And Romain, it's been more than 6 months, but it was a good one.
Yeah, really good strike, and we said today we have to get someone in touch with Tom. I think we find him quite isolated sometimes, so it's important that we've pressed a really high line with the back four and got him in touch with Tom, which he did. And credit to Rom. I think everybody says he needs to score more goals, but the shift he's put in today, if you could see the GPS readings of the metres he's covered, sometimes it gets unnoticed. He puts a big shift in for the boys, and he deserves his goal.
The only downside was losing the 3-goal margin at the end with that one, because 3-goal margin would have made it a little bit more straightforward in terms of the maths of Sunday.
Exactly, and if I had probably a bit more hair, I could probably style it a bit tonight. It's like everything can always be better, can't it? We said yesterday, listen, if you look at the permutations of a 2-0 win, another 2-0 win and a 1-0 defeat for Burton, that gets you into the Championship. So if you look at it that way, we've got the 2-0 win. Now we've just got to take it to Port Vale, and we'll respect them. They're on a good run. Rob's got them playing really well. They're quite dogged now, and they're a good team at home. But we're on a bit of momentum now. We're on the crest of that wave, and we're going to see if we can carry it forward, whether it's for this final game or whether it takes us into the playoffs again. It's all about momentum. It's all about that consistency and at least finishing third. So then it helps us get that away tie in the first leg. So
that's it. As much as you don't want to think about it.
I have to. Of course we don't, and I want promotion, but I have to plan for it. It can't be a surprise to me. So I've already got my days in, days off either way. So it's all planned, plan B, plan C are all done, and we're ready for it either way.